Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you got to put that phone away.
I mean, they're kind of right because you need to learn and stuff.
Lock it up, keep it in a bag, do something. We could see more cell phone bans at schools in California. Thursday, August 29th, this is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex. He's off on some island somewhere. Coming up, the state says it's going to protect you from AI, or at least try. And do you live on the west side? There is a burglary hotline. First, though, the phones in schools. LAUSD has the ban that's coming during the school day. That policy going into effect in January. But now, maybe it's going to be statewide if the governor signs this new bill. John Barrett's got this one from Long Beach.
State lawmakers hope that by restricting cell phone use at school, it will help alleviate cell phone addiction, cut down on bullying, and maybe even increase test scores like they've seen in Europe. But here in Long Beach, people seem to be split on the idea of restricting cell phones on school campuses?
No, I think it's a great idea. I don't think they should be having their phones in class anyways, you know what I mean?
There's pros and cons to it. People get distracted too much, but then they also need their phones to call their people if they need it.
Like their parents.
Right.
Well, I think it should be a limit because we're consumed with our phones. So I think they should do something. You know, not completely take it away, but at least monitor it and have some kind of limitations.
If the governor signs the bill, the new law will require that school districts in California come up with cell phone restrictions by July of 2026. So students may have to turn off their smartphones and possibly stick them in lockers for the whole day.
Questions, though. How do you enforce it? Who enforces it? How do you get at the phones if there's some kind of emergency and they're locked away somewhere? Sticking with schools, let's talk about AI abuse. Big issue. A tech company called Thorn says there's a bunch of these undressing apps, you know, for the deepfake nudes. LA Times also looked at this. Different cases in Beverly Hills, Orange County. We've talked a little bit about that. Recent survey says at least 1 in 9 students, maybe as many as 1 in 5, they know of classmates who've used the AI to make fake nude pictures of the other classmates. Governor's got a decision soon to make on artificial intelligence. State lawmakers are about to send him a bill that would require the big companies developing it to put in some guardrails, put in some testing on the models. The goal is to try and make sure things don't get out of hand. You know, nothing can shut down the power grid, get into the banking system.
These are not made up science fiction risks. These are very real risks.
Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco, he's behind the bill. Big split, Google, Meta, OpenAI saying no way, it's going to slow down innovation, force the workers out of the state. You know who likes it, though? Elon Musk.
Even if there isn't an enforcement capability, simply having insight and being able to highlight concerns to the public will be very powerful.
He's saying, look, it'll probably make some people upset, but AI needs to be regulated just like anything else. It's a potential risk to the public. You got that letter from Allstate? You an Allstate customer sitting on the counter? You're too afraid to open it? Yeah, sorry. Here's what it says. Allstate has won the approval of the insurance commissioner to raise the rates for homeowners again. They asked for a 34% boost. That was okayed, full amount. Some people are getting less, other people, yeah, they're getting the 34%. San Francisco Chronicle says this is the fourth time the homeowner's insurance rate increased in the last 5 years. Allstate says the reasons, some severe weather, higher home values, the cost of repairs, wildfire risk. Customers can expect to see it on the bill starting in early November when the coverage is renewed. A couple cities in Orange County recently had the meetings this week to talk with the homeowners there about how they can cope with what's described as a home insurance crisis.
Hello, you have reached the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office.
Let's talk about break-ins. So many of them lately in Encino and West LA, there is now a hotline for burglary victims and the worried neighbors. DA's office says they've launched this as a way to listen to community concerns, maybe get some tips sent in. Also, a virtual meeting the other night for people in Brentwood. LAPD talking about stepped-up patrols. Captain saying lately they've been seeing the crews coming up from South LA, more brazen than the crime tourism crews from South America. They say the locals don't care if somebody's home at the time. We have got an update on this whole thing that happened between LA and Burbank. After a couple of Burbank cops dropped off a guy who people thought was homeless in North Hollywood right in front of the LA council president's office, and he was alleging homeless dumping. Remember this one? The chief in Burbank says they looked into it. Here's what they found.
Our investigation determined that our subject was not homeless. He has been renting a room for the last 2 to 3 years. We spoke to his landlord. The subject has never been homeless to our knowledge.
Video is all over the place. Guy getting out of the cop car, holding his hands to his head, dropping to his knees. Officers drove away. Chief says the guy asked the cops to let him out there, Lancashire near Magnolia, to go and get a cup of coffee. FBI also looked into this, declined to take any further action, so book might be closed on this one. COVID. Did you catch it this summer? Are you going to get the new shot? Because they're out now. You can book that appointment at the pharmacy. But when? Is it soon? Are we talking fall or the winter? Vicky Moore and I talked to Dr. Peter Chin Hong. He's at UC San Francisco.
What's it going to do for me? Do I really need to get it? Not going to lie. Haven't had a shot for a while.
I think that the reason why I think it's kind of a interesting time to get the shot, of course, for most people is that it's closely matched to what's circulating. And because we haven't started to really go down in California, if you're planning a big trip or a family reunion or, you know, something where you really need to not be infected, it's a good time to get it. However, if I had my druthers, I'd get it in October because, again, because it's closely resembling what's circulating, it can kind of give you a force field, not only against serious disease, but infection for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks after. When you think about Thanksgiving and holidays and New Year's and travel, who wants to get sick? But of course, for those who are older or immune compromised, it could be really life-saving.
So maybe wait for some of us until like it's flu shot time anyways, then you can get them both at the same time?
Yeah, kill two birds with one stone. In fact, next year in 2025, there'll be two vaccines in one needle, a combined shot. So again, whatever it's convenient for people, go ahead and do it. But again, if you had a choice, get it with the flu shot. You only have to go in once, stock up on your Cadbury's chocolate, your Halloween candy, and you know, get over with it.
Yeah, yeah.
The doctor says to eat candy.
I love that. So when I was getting the COVID shots, doctor, I mean, I had to kind of carve out a weekend because the effects of the shot were worse than when I actually got COVID, at least in my case. Has that changed at all, or am I still going to have to carve out a weekend to get this shot because I'm going to feel terrible?
I think the longer time between shots makes some people feel less symptoms. And the other advice I would normally give people is if you have terrible symptoms with one kind of vaccine, which is mRNA, for example, Pfizer, Moderna, try the Novavax. It's a really good vaccine. It's a traditional vaccine versus an mRNA. And, you know, or you can switch back and forth between them if you've had symptoms with one. But you wouldn't feel that badly about using Tylenol or ibuprofen. In the early days, people were worried that you would dampen the immune system. But at this point, it probably won't make much of a difference.
Super fast. Is the flu shot good this year? Is it effective?
The flu shot is good this year. We think it's going to resemble what's going to circulate. There are three types instead of four. So, you know, I think everyone thinks it's going to be a good good match for what's going to be circulating.
All right, quick break, and then do you know what day it is? And also, let's go buy some flowers.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The LA City Council, dedicating today to a local Latina trailblazer, paved the way for countless others.
If you grew up in LA, you know the name, Gloria Molina. She was a state assembly member, then an LA City Council member, and in 1991 was elected to be the first woman to ever serve on the LA County Board of Supervisors. But the road from her humble roots in Pico Rivera wasn't easy.
There is such tremendous difficulties even when you look back at what she had to endure to get there.
LA City Council member Monica Rodriguez.
And then subsequently, once she got there, the obstacles and the resistance that she was met with to help just make sure that Latinos had a voice in their local government.
Molina died last year at the age of 74.
That's Emily Valdez. Mural unveiling, art exhibit, opening of a premiere of a play in Boyle Heights this evening, paying tribute to Gloria Molina. Podcast, you're listening to one. I've got one too. Shameless plug time for Do You Work Here. I've got another episode out today. It's where I go around LA, other parts of Southern California, interviewing people who do not have desk jobs. This week, written original, the original Los Angeles Flower Market downtown. You ever been to this?
You're talking about millions of stems a year. It's a lot of money. Just for the florist exchange, our business next door, we do about 500,000-600,000 stems for the Rose Parade alone. That's in 1 week period of time. But for this particular location here, you're talking millions and millions of stems that go out of here.
That guy's so great. Took me all around. We met multi-generational growers. I kept saying, what's that over there? Where does it come from? What's that? Where's it come from? Never seen this before. What's this? The best flowers, they say, come from Ecuador. Music's playing. It's time to go. You'll find that show wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. Tomorrow is Friday.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.